I'm Rona Tarrant. An investigation is continuing after a woman opened fire at YouTube's headquarters near San Francisco, wounding three people before killing herself. A 36-year-old man was listed in a critical condition, while two women aged 32 and 27 were also shot. Police did not release any further information on the suspect or speculate about her motives. Bells will toll at Catholic churches and schools across the country this evening to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the death of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In a statement, US bishops also said the bells will toll at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception 39 times to mark each year of Dr. King's life. The event will be broadcast live on the US Conference of Catholic Bishops Facebook page at 7:05 p.m. Eastern. The bishops also said the anniversary is an opportunity to reflect on building a society based on love, respect and peace. President Trump has said he wants to bring US troops home from Syria now that ISIS is nearly defeated on the battlefield. During an appearance with his counterparts from Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania, Trump also argued that the US spent trillions in the Middle East on wars and foreign aid and got little in return. A decision by Trump to withdraw from Syria would conflict with the views of his top advisors. Caritas Rome has said it will continue to receive coins from Rome's Trevi Fountain until the end of the year at least. The money collected from tourists throwing money into the fountain is removed by the city council each week and given to Caritas to provide food and shelter to the city's poor. According to Caritas, an estimated $1.7 million worth of coins were tossed into the fountain in 2016. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.